This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up, the entertainment tab found in today's editions of Northwest Arkansas newspapers. Welcome back.
And you know, there's a reason why I love Northwest Arkansas, proven this week in What's Up.
Because there's a wide variety of things to do.
We have stories about the Music of Glee coming to Northwest Arkansas Community College, a national touring production of Spring Awakening at the Walton Arts Center, a classically odd comedy at Rogers Little Theater, and something called Pretty Things Peep Show at the Smoke and Barrel Tavern in Fayetteville. As Kevin Kinder, our reporter, said, we kind of sexed things up this week. But it's got to qualify as something for everybody.
Well, what do you want to start with?
Let's start with Glee.
Okay,
you know the Flying Tomato Cabaret.
It's at Northwest Arkansas Community College, where kids sing for their dinner.
In their 16th year doing this. This year, they've adopted something that's much newer and much more popular, Glee.
The show on Fox Television about kids who sing.
Two gold albums, more than 10 million song downloads. 19 Emmy nominations. And they sell the arrangements. So, if you happen to be the choir at Northwest Arkansas Community College, or in this case, the jazz ensemble is joining them for the first time this year, you can buy the arrangements from Glee, and that's exactly what they've done. So this year it will be the Twain meeting.
There you go.
Proceeds go to the kids' travel. This year in the spring, they'll go to a week of master classes and concerts and Broadway shows in New York. So you get spaghetti.
Always good.
You get the chamber singers.
Always good.
You get the jazz ensemble.
Uh-huh.
You get a good cause.
Right.
And you get to do this at 7 o'clock today through Sunday, and again November 12th through 14th at Northwest Arkansas Community College. It's $18 for all of that. And you should make reservations at 619-2237 because they sell out fast every year.
So that's one of the things in the Something for Everybody mix.
And then there's one of the sexy parts.
Okay.
Spring Awakening.
Yes.
Coming to the Walton Arts Center. And again, Kevin wrote this story and he didn't pull any punches. He said, it's about sex and sexual abuse and abortion and teenage angst. And here's the local connection to Spring Awakening. Stephen Sater, the playwright, came to the Mount Sequoia New Play Retreat 20 years ago. 15 years
15,
ago?
15, I think, yes.
If you haven't been here that long, there was a month-long summer retreat at Mount Sequoia in Fayetteville where new and upcoming playwrights came and worked on
Works in progress. They would stage them in the living room of a lodge or something every day or so, and then get critiques from the actors, from the University of Arkansas professors, from the professionals, go back, work more, come the next day and show what they had done.
Roger Gross was involved in this. Kent Brown was involved in this. Tom Jones, not the singer, the former UA professor, was involved in this. And Stephen Sater was one of the playwrights. So we have our own little local connection to Spring Awakening. It's based on a 19th century play, which I didn't know, and is really about kids growing up and finding out about sex, and it's a musical. Sex, suicide, and music. Recommended for mature audiences.
I believe Walton Arts Center on their website has kind of a guideline. Should I take my son or daughter, niece or nephew?
Yes.
Here are the facts. You decide.
Yes. And it's a good thing to think through because you don't want to go and find out, you know, when you've paid $39 or $49 for a ticket. So anyway, the show is 8 o'clock Thursday and 8 o'clock next Friday, November 12th. You can find out more at 443-5600.
Right.
And then there's The Odd Couple.
Neil Simon, to my knowledge, never has visited Northwest Arkansas.
No. But he did write a great play about a slob and a neatnik and all the things that happened to them. And unless you've been living under a rock on Guam for 45 years, you've probably seen this show. Rogers Little Theater is bringing it back as part of its silver anniversary season because it was one of the audience requests. And this time it's Rick Pearson as Oscar and Jim Olmsted as Phoenix.
Phoenix?
Phoenix? Felix.
Yes.
English. Yeah. We did a fun story because we did sort of an eHarmony thing. And ask them the kind of questions in character that Oscar and Felix might answer if they were trying to get a date. So you might enjoy reading that. All you need to know is that it's on stage. It starts with the traditional poker game and ends with the last giggle of the Pigeon Sisters, who, by the way, are played by real-life sisters Casey Cott and Kristen Begnaud. Also funny. 8 o'clock tonight and Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday, again next weekend at Rogers Little Theater. $42 with dinner.
Gotcha.
$9.50 for students, $15 for adults in the balcony. 631-8988.
Okay.
And then there's Pretty Things Peep Show.
That's at Smoke and Barrel, on just off Dixon in Fayetteville.
Not even sure how to describe this.
We'll try.
It's burlesque.
Okay. I am interested.
There's a sword swallower.
Oh.
There's a fire eater.
Mm-hmm.
There are women, including the girl who started it, who calls herself Go-Go Amy, who take off a great deal of their clothes,
mm-hmm,
in the tradition of Gypsy Rose Lee.
Sure.
And there's a vertically challenged dancer.
Mm-hmm.
It should be really interesting.
You know, the burlesque sort of throwback became very popular in New York and Washington, mm-hmm, D.C., L.A. a few years ago. There were permanent clubs established where you would go and you would see these acts every night.
And she says that that's what this tour came out of, is taking that to the central parts of the country. She links it to steampunk and, mm-hmm, to a resurgence in a dandyism kind of thing.
Right.
You know, looking for reality instead of smartphones. It should be an interesting show.
Again, when is it?
It's 10 o'clock Thursday at Smoke and Barrel. It's $10 at the door. And you can go to prettythingsproductions.com and find out more than we told you in print.
Sounds good.
All right. Also this weekend.
Yes.
Here's the Reader's Digest condensed Twitter version. The Sheetford Experience. We are in it together. It's a fundraiser and a play reading to support Artists Laboratory Theater. They're trying to get the money to go to New Orleans Fringe Festival with the Babes, Bombs, and Bingo show that they did last summer. And this is part of their fundraising effort. It's at 8 o'clock today at the studio of Matt Miller at 21 West Mountain. And they've built a huge sheet fort, like we all played in as,
mm-hmm,
kids,
mm-hmm,
because they want the intimate experience of you seeing a play reading and feeling like you're part of it and then commenting on it. Should be very interesting. It's $20. ArtLabTheaterRE.com. The Trey McIntyre Project's in town.
Yes. They've been out spontaneously dancing about Fayetteville the
Isn't
past couple
great?
Nights. Yes.
At Wilson Park and
around the square for First Thursday, some places on campus.
How fun. And they are on stage at the Walton Arts Center at 8 o'clock today. Tickets start at $10.
That's right. Part of the 10 by 10 series.
Also this weekend, the Northwest Arkansas Fantasy Fair. This is the descendant of the Northwest Arkansas Renaissance Festival. But they decided, why limit it to the Renaissance period or the medieval period? Let's have some space aliens and whoever else shows up.
And this is at the fairgrounds?
This is at the fairgrounds. It will feature Mounted Fury, which is an all-female jousting troupe, live-action role players, belly dancers, the Ozark Highlanders pipe band, a children's realm, and fairy tales with the queen.
And this is Friday?
This is Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. So you can see the Sword Swallower Thursday night at Smoke and Barrel. Then you can see aliens Friday and Saturday.
Yes, you can see trolls. And
perfect.
We have a lovely picture of a troll. So 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday at the Washington County Fairgrounds. $5 to get in. And children 12 and younger are free.
You do not have to be in costume to go.
No, but it's more fun.
Oh, sure. But I'm just saying you don't have to.
No, okay. No, you don't have to be.
Okay.
Jim Cosgrove and the Hiccups.
Yes.
Part of the Children's and Family Series at 2 o'clock Saturday at 2nd Street Live in Fort Smith.
Yes.
And it is my favorite word.
Free.
782-5483. The Mount Comfort Harvest Festival is this weekend in, mm-hmm, Fayetteville. Games, a bake sale, a chili cook-off, and a group called Sugar on the Floor performing. It starts at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon at Mount Comfort Presbyterian Church. Sugar on the Floor performs at 6:30, and that's at... You can find out more at 530-0509. The Kenny Barron Trio's at the Walton Arts Center Saturday night.
Part of the 10 by 10 series. First time that Kenny Barron and David Sanchez have been together in Northwest Arkansas. Both have performed here often,
mm-hmm,
never together. Now they will.
And you can see them for how much?
Tickets starting at $10.
Yeah.
And there is a pre-show conversation with both David and Kenny Barron.
And did I mention what an amazing place we live in?
You did.
And if you're of a historical bent... The Polenta Smear is
That's
Sunday.
Right.
At St. Joseph Parish Hall in Tawnytown, a project of the Shiloh Museum and the Tawnytown Historical Museum, looking back at the Italian heritage of Tawnytown. And that's from 1 to 4 o'clock on Sunday, and it, too, is free.
Never a dull moment.
Never, which is why we're both employed.
Hey, that's right, and you'll be back Sunday.
I will.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.